Welcome to the Vagina Rehab Doctor Podcast. This is for all women, vagina CEOs, even men, and all people everywhere who want to better understand vaginal health. Y'all, I'm preaching the vagina gospel and sharing the truth worldwide. Hallelujah. I'm Dr. Janelle Howell, a pelvic floor physical therapist, and your go-to resource for all things vaginal health, pelvic floor fitness, and sexual wellness. I'm teaching you everything your mama didn't about your vagina. Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Vagina Rehab Doctor Podcast. I am so excited to have you all here because we're going to be talking about pleasure. Y'all know I love to talk about that because we are all so deserving and so worthy of pleasure. Pleasure enhances our health and even preserves our health in so many different ways. Pleasure is not just confined to the bedroom or to sex. We should be pursuing pleasure in so many different ways. Pleasure on the job, pleasure in the home, pleasure outside, and pleasure when we go places, pleasure even with the foods that we eat. So we're going to be getting into it today. We're going to be talking about three ways to strengthen your orgasms. Strong orgasms only. Just kidding. Sometimes our orgasms won't be strong and powerful, and that's okay. But I do want to educate you on what are some of the ways in which you can strengthen the orgasm that you're having, because ultimately one of the major purposes of an orgasm is satisfaction. So we want the orgasm to satisfy us. And so we want to experience the most pleasure that our bodies can create for us. Why not? Why leave that benefit on the table, right? So we're going to be talking about that right now. All right. This is the thing. A lot of the people that I am talking to right now, you, most people that listen to me, follow me, either want to learn more about the pelvic floor and the vagina, or they already have some level of pelvic floor dysfunction, whether that may be incontinence, prolapse, sexual pain, vulvodynia, vaginismus, you know, pelvic pain, whatever it may be, that is pelvic floor dysfunction, okay? And so the pelvic floor, while it can be healed, you can reverse a lot of those forms of pelvic floor dysfunction. The pelvic floor's one of its primary jobs is sexual function. So this is going to include your arousal, your lubrication, your ability to have intercourse without pain, your ability to orgasm, and the satisfaction that you get from it. An orgasm should never be painful. I want to put that out there. There should not be any pain after an orgasm. You should also not feel like you have to clench or force an orgasm by squeezing your body and your legs and your thighs together super duper tight just to reach your orgasm. Now, if that's the strategy you want to use because you're like, hey, if I don't do this, I don't reach the orgasm at all, I just want you to know that that could be a sign that your pelvic floor is dysfunctional, weak, tight, or even all of those, because it should not be, it shouldn't feel like you're working, like you're laboring to reach an orgasm. Now, will it take time? Yes. Will it take strategy? Yes. Will it take specific ways of stimulation? Absolutely. But it should not feel like you're working, like you are working to force the orgasm to happen. Okay. That's just a sign that there may be some pelvic floor dysfunction that you want to start paying more attention to. Before I get into this, leave me a 5-star raving review if you've been loving this podcast, learning from it, enjoying it, sharing it, all of that. Rate this podcast 5 stars and leave me a review. That's how you can support this podcast and keep it going. That's how it's going to stay on the air. Okay. All right. Number one is we want to provide the most arousing form of stimulation. Now, that's number one. We have to stimulate our sexual arousal places enough if we want to have a strong orgasm. This is what it means. There are particular places in the body that really respond to pleasure. Some of these places are the neck, the inner thighs, the butt. Getting your butt massaged and rubbed and caressed can be very arousing. Obviously, your lips, your feet, getting a foot massage with some warm oil with the lights down low. This can be very arousing. Your breast. Right? So stimulate, I'm talking about really stimulate those places for a longer period of time. And we're not looking for a high sense of arousal to begin. whenever we are just getting warmed up, we're just getting ready, we're just cuddling, we're just making out, we're just touching each other, these are going to be the softer forms of arousal. The kissing, the caressing, the fondling, the licking, the sucking, the touching, right? And then you make your way down to the genital region, whether that's going to be the fellatio, right? Whether that's going to be the cunnilingus, so oral sex, whether that's going to be internal stimulation, whether that's with a lubricated finger inside the vagina, or whether that is with manual stimulation to the vulva, the size of the outer labia, caressing that is where the legs of the clitoris are. So don't forget about the outer labia, the lateral lips, right? The lips on the sides of the vaginal opening, that can be actually very arousing, but you're not going straight to the genitals, right? Remember, we're going to have those softer forms of arousal first, the kissing, the fondling, the touching of your breast, your butt, your inner thighs, the penis, the vulva. And then we may get to the clitoris, whether that's manual stimulation, whether that's oral sex, whether that's a toy, you know, whether if it's a penis, same thing. And so that's what we want to do. We want to stimulate the body, and don't be in a rush. If you have the opportunity to take your time, really elongate that time of stimulating the body in those different places that are going to help you feel excited. Remember, we're not going straight to the harder forms of arousal. We're going to start off with soft arousal. Then we're going to go down to the genital region when we've already gotten some level of arousal from the lighter forms of stimulation. Okay. So number one, you want to stimulate your body as much as you can, and then you go to stimulate the genitals. And so the next thing I want to say about stimulation, right? We want to provide enough stimulation to our arousal centers. That's number one. But here's the thing. Some of you all are just not getting the clitoris enough stimulation. So at some point, you got to move on from the soft arousal to the harder forms of arousal, or the more aggressive forms of arousal, right? So the direct forms of genital stimulation. Licking the clitoris, rubbing the clitoris, stimulating it with a toy. If you're having penetration, the person's body can be stimulating the clitoris, right? So some of you all tell me that you can't orgasm, or your orgasm is really weak. And then when I say, okay, what's your form of getting to the orgasm? It's nothing. It's like, oh, well, I have penetration. I have sex. All right. Like, have you tried oral sex? Have you tried a sex toy? Like a good sex toy? Like, so we want to stimulate the clitoris. When we've gotten through that soft arousal, like you're excited, you want to engage in this, you're looking forward to it, then we want to actually provide some stimulation to the clitoris in a way that feels very good. So that's the other thing that goes along with enough stimulation, is some of you just need to go get a sex toy. Some of you just need to let yourself be open to receiving oral sex. I'm talking about within the confines of a safe relationship, a safe marriage, someone that you trust in terms of their sexual history. You know, I'm talking about safe sex here and consensual. And so that's the first thing, right? Enough stimulation to the arousal centers. Many of you are just not getting stimulated enough, and that's why you can't come. And it has nothing to do with pelvic floor dysfunction, pelvic floor tightness, pain, weakness, none of that. Okay? Sometimes it does, and many times it does, because that's the community that I am preaching to, but sometimes it doesn't. Number two, we want to engorge the clitoris more. Engorge the clitoris. Essentially what this means is get it hard. Get it hard. If your clitoris looks like so-and-so before sex, and then you start engaging in sexual activity, what you want to do before the orgasm happens is you want to see if that clitoris is looking swollen, if it's looking bigger, if it's harder, way more noticeable. You want it to essentially at least double in size. If I had to estimate, everyone is different, so please don't freak out if you're having normal, satisfying sex and you're like, oh, it didn't double in size like vagina rehab doctor said. Don't freak out. I'm just estimating. If you're flaccid, you're not aroused, you're not having sex, and your clitoris is really small, that's normal. But then when we are engaging in sexual activity, right, we're getting touched. Maybe we're getting penetrated. Maybe there's a toy involved. something is happening that's arousing you. Before we get to the orgasm, we want to put as much blood in the clitoris as possible. That's what makes it hard. And that's what makes the nerve sensitive. And eventually there's a release of pressure. We get to the point where there's so much blood engorging the clitoris that eventually it leads to an orgasm, as long as the stimulation is still there. So I'm going to say that again, because this I feel like is really important. We want to have enough blood actually filling the clitoris, the same way that a penis gets hard when a penis owner, a man, is aroused and turned on. That's the same thing that we want to happen with the clitoris. We want that clitoris to go from looking really small to almost doubling in size before we get to that orgasm. Because the more blood we can get to fill inside of the clitoris, the more sensitive the nerves are going to become. And eventually there's going to be this release in pressure. There's so much pressure on the nerves because of all the blood that's engorging inside of the clitoris while we are continuing to be stimulated, whether that is the sex toy, whether that is the finger stimulating the clitoris, whether that is oral sex, whether that is the pressure from someone else's body during penetration. That, along with the blood being in the clitoris and that stimulation happening at the same time, is eventually that leads to this pressure release, an orgasm. And during that time, obviously there are endorphins being released from the brain. There is a high level of pleasure. The pelvic floor is contracting, which is why we need enough strength and force production, but also relaxation. And it feels good. All right. So more blood in the clitoris. How do we get that? Lengthening out the foreplay, more stimulating and arousal and arousing forms of stimulation, making sure that we're hydrated because blood is water. And essentially letting our body do the work, trusting our body, trying to relax our body, breathing, not holding our breath, really sinking into pleasure and not trying to pull it in. That's the thing. And that's what I see really commonly, is that a lot of us, we try to pull pleasure in instead of trying to sink into pleasure. And that's really important, because when we have pelvic floor muscle dysfunction, when we have a history of sexual trauma, when we're struggling with sexual shame, or just our body's not cooperating in the way that we like, especially when there's a lot of tightness in the pelvic floor, we can tend to start pulling pleasure in. We want to orgasm so badly. It's like we're trying to force our bodies to orgasm. That is going to weaken your orgasm. Because an orgasm is an automatic thing. And it's not something that you try to create. Like, you're not actually, all right, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. That is not a natural form of orgasming. You're going to want to let your body sink into pleasure. You're going to want to feel what's coming into your body, whether it is actually receptive, like something is actually going into the vagina. Sink into that. Feel every sensation. Feel every thrust. Feel everything. Try to let go. That is going to help you actually have a stronger orgasm, because you're letting your body lead. So moving on to number three is you want the pelvic floor to lengthen and contract well, essentially get longer and get shorter. If your pelvic floor is tight, some ways that you can release the pelvic floor before sex would be pelvic floor muscle exercises. I teach a ton of exercises in my Vagina CEO Release E-Guide. I'll put that in the show notes. You can do breathing exercises. You can use a pelvic wand. You can try using your dilator before you have an orgasm if you have vaginismus or if you have tightness, if you're using those type of tools. All right, some people even use their own fingers to release tightness in their pelvic floor. Usually that's taught by a professional, like a pelvic floor physical therapist or someone. But you want to enable that pelvic floor to let go and then also contract. If it cannot contract, then the orgasm is going to be weaker than it can be. This does not mean if you have a hypertonic pelvic floor, if you have vaginismus, vulvodynia, pelvic floor muscle weakness, prolapse, whatever's contributing to your pelvic floor either being weak or your pelvic floor being so tight that it can't contract well. I'm not saying that it's impossible for you to have an orgasm. I'm not saying that your orgasm is going to be so weak that you hate sex. I'm saying that it could be stronger if you release that tension. Or if your pelvic floor is not contracting well enough because it's too tight or because it's weak, and you work on those contractions with exercises, with more full body movements, lunges, squats, bridges, those things, then you may notice that your orgasms get stronger. And I want to highlight this. If your pelvic floor muscles are too tight. You want to release them. Wands, fingers, pelvic floor physical therapy. Dr. Mappo, she's a pelvic floor physical therapist that works with me and myself. We teach our clients how to release their own pelvic floor. Yeah, we do. We teach you all how to do that on your own. We teach you how to use the wands, the dilators, even your own fingers to release myofascial restrictions inside of your pelvic floor. You know what people say? You know what our clients say? That their orgasms get stronger. So again, relax the pelvic floor muscles during sex, right? If you feel like you're clenching and tightening and squeezing, try and relax. Try and let go, because that's going to help your body lead. And then also use those tools, use those exercises, use those breathing mechanics outside of sex to try and get your pelvic floor to be in a more relaxed state so it can lengthen and contract well. When you're having sex and you're feeling like you're approaching the orgasm, try breathing down into your pelvic floor. Imagine your vagina getting longer as you inhale softly. You're not forcing the inhale, but you are letting go of your vagina. Your belly is getting bigger as you breathe in. And then as you exhale, you breathe out. Do that about 3 to 5 times. That may help you orgasm. That may help you orgasm more strongly because it's going to stimulate your vagus nerve, get you to relax, calm your nervous system, get you out of fight or flight if you're in that. And that can really help you. The other thing that you can do is, if you do not struggle with pelvic floor muscle tightness, is if you feel that you're close to the orgasm, whether it's by use of a toy, a finger, penetration, manual stimulation, whatever it is, you feel that you're getting there, but you're not yet reaching that threshold, what you could do is contract the pelvic floor and then let it go all the way. Contract the anus and the vagina like you're trying not to pee on yourself, and then relax. Do not squeeze your butt cheeks. I'm talking about just the pelvic floor, so your anus and your vagina. That's it. Squeeze all the way and then let go. That can help trigger an orgasm, okay? Because the clitoris is connected to the pelvic floor. And essentially, when the clitoris is being stimulated, there's a reflex that happens that sends a message to the pelvic floor to contract. And then when the pelvic floor contracts, it sends blood back to the clitoris. There's an interdependent relationship happening there. And that is what helps you to reach an orgasm. So the healthier you get that pelvic floor, the more you enable it to let go and contract well. And the more stimulation, the more engorgement we have in the clitoris, the easier it is going to be for you to orgasm. And the easier it will be for you to orgasm strongly. And I'm talking about those orgasms that are like life-changing. You feel like you just went to heaven and came back. You're shaking. You're screaming. You're shouting. It's a whole praise session. You are praising. Ha! Hallelujah. That type of orgasm. That's what I'm talking about. All right? So let's summarize. Number one, we want to provide enough stimulation. Soft forms of arousal, the kissing, the making out, the fondling, the touching, the rubbing of the butt, the breast, the licking, all that. And then the more aggressive forms of arousal, that's more like the direct genital stimulation. Use a toy if you need to. Do what you need to do to get more stimulation. You're feeling more aroused, more turned on. Ooh, that feels good. That. Number two is we want more clitoral engorgement. Let's get more blood inside of the clitoris. We want to be looking for that clitoris to look significantly bigger than when you started, okay? The more blood we can get in there, the more pressure on the nerves, the more blood flow, the more arousal, and it's just going to help you to orgasm, okay? Number three, we talked about after we're getting the engorgement in there, we want to focus on lengthening the pelvic floor and also helping it to contract better. And that can happen with exercises, with breathing, with using different tools, also with just working with the pelvic floor physical therapist. So if you're listening and you're struggling in your relationship right now because of sexual pain, I want you to know that you're seen and your pleasure, your relationship quality matters. Your health matters. If you're listening to this right now and you're struggling with shame because of prolapse, because you don't feel feminine, you don't feel sexy, you don't feel worthy, you matter and you're seen. If you're listening to this right now, you've been struggling with vaginismus for your whole life and you feel broken. You feel that your vagina is broken, that there's something wrong with you. You're ashamed of your body and you want to overcome this, not just for your pelvis and your body. You want to overcome this for your mental health, for the restoration of believing in yourself again. Then you're seen and I'm here for you. And if you know that you want to invest in one-on-one coaching to overcome pelvic floor muscle dysfunction, then go ahead and just click the link in the show notes. We are here for you. We're going to be welcoming clients to work with us at the top of January. And I just want to say thank you for listening to this episode. 3 ways to strengthen your orgasm. Okay. So the invitation is out there. I'm inviting anyone who wants to work with us one-on-one to go ahead and click the link in the show notes. And also just enjoy this episode. Play it back, rewind, go back, take notes, whatever you want to do, because your pleasure matters and you deserve to feel good in the home that you live in. All right, talk to y'all again next Monday. Bye.